iFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Tomorrow evening is Tisha B'Av, and we thought we would ask Rabbi Daniel Bader just to put it into some kind of a context. Tisha B'Av and the new normal. Good morning, Rabbi Bader. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you, Mr. Happy voice at the time of the morning.
All right, so Tisha B'Av and the new normal.
Yes, I'd like to talk a little bit about this concept of normal, and then we can talk about new normals, and then we can talk a little bit about Tisha B'Av. So normal is an interesting concept. I had the privilege of attending a rabbinic counseling training course a few months ago, before I came to South Africa. And the fellow giving the course said that you're really empowering people who you're talking to, who you are, you know, acting as a shoulder for them to cry on, people who want to talk to you about what's going on in their lives, if you can take them to a place where whatever they're going through, they can see it as being normal. In other words, if somebody comes to you and says, I feel this terrible anger against my parents, if they walked into your office and they're thinking they're terrible, they're a terrible person because they've got some sort of anger against their parents or their spouse or their siblings, etc., it's very difficult to cope when you feel something not normal is going on. But if you can tell them, actually, this is quite normal, that's already very reassuring, and you're then much more able to work with that. So normally, excuse the pun, it's quite nice to be in a situation which can be described as normal. It means you're in a place where there's no great aberration, and we've got tools to work with, and there's something to talk about, there's a discussion to have. Now, in the context of Corona, which we'll talk about soon, there's this idea which has emerged of the new normal. And it's a funny normal that's going on in the Corona world. We'll speak about that soon. I want to talk about an interesting Jewish law, which brings into context this idea of new normals, Tisha B'Av, etc., what's going on. So there is a law that unless it's Shabbat, you're not supposed to have a knife on your table when we do Birkat HaMazon. When we do our grace after meals, our benching, you're not supposed to have a knife in your table. So it's quite an obscure rule. There are all sorts of things you weren't allowed to put on the table when I was a boy. You weren't allowed to put your elbows on the table. You weren't allowed to put, so you're not allowed to have a knife on the table during Birkat HaMazon. What's all that about? So apparently the idea is that in the aftermath of the destruction of our temple, which was 1,950 years ago, which was quite a long time, the idea was that if people got to the third bracha, the third blessing in Birkat HaMazon, the one about Ubnei Yerushalayim, rebuild Jerusalem, they may be so overcome with emotion that they may pick up a knife and stab themselves, because what a devastating thing to have seen the old world and see the contrast with the new world, the world without a temple, the world without Jerusalem, without Israel being a proud nation on their homeland, now seeing a world with Israel, the Jewish people in exile, that would be too tragic and people might stab themselves. Now, that's an interesting idea, but who on earth is tempted to do such a thing? Here we are, many years later, I don't think anyone even really thinks that much about what they're saying, let alone is overcome with emotion when they say those words. This idea of stabbing yourself with a knife, were it to be on the table, apart from on the day of Shabbat, which is a very happy day, so therefore there's an exceptional Shabbat, this is something which we're so far from. And really, this is what I want to talk about today, the concept of new normals, getting used to them. Because I think the fact that we describe new normal situations, we describe new situations as the new normal, does a kind of injustice to this situation we're facing. When we call something normal, in a way, like I told you at the beginning of this idea which I'm conveying, in the context of that rabbinic counseling course I went on, when we tell someone this is normal, this is okay, it's an attempt to reassure them, get them used to what they're dealing with and say, you're in an okay place, we can work with this. Calling something a new normal, I think, is potentially very dangerous because, yes, it's normal, we're used to it, but it's very much the case that we don't want to necessarily get used to the situation which we find ourselves in. And calling something a new normal has the danger, the grave danger, of getting us too used to the situation we're in, letting go of the way the world used to be, and giving up and never getting back to that spot. Hmm.
Interesting. Interesting indeed. How does that link to Tisha B'Av?
Right, as follows. So we are in a unique position this year to understand Tisha B'Av, because we are at a stage where the new normal, whatever that is not really that normal yet. We're on the cusp of whatever the world is about to look like. They always say today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, we have the privilege of remembering the pre-Corona world, and we see the current corona world. I let my imagination run a little bit wild. I imagined that this carries on for years. I hope it doesn't. I think we all hope it doesn't. Let's say, you know, in 20 years' time, we are all still in the situation we're in. I mean, I sincerely hope this is not the case. Mm. Let's say we're telling our children about, do you know there was a time when people used to go to other countries? You could just go to an airport and get on a plane and go to a different country and see the world. The world now is a much more theoretical place 20 years down the line. Imagine a world where we tell people that, you know, that there was a time when people used to invite people to weddings and there'd be big lavish affairs and they'd be dancing and laughing. There'd be 100 people there and people, 200 people and people flying from all over the world. We are new enough into this situation to know that the old is normal. But in 20 years' time, if this were to continue, that would be normal, and kids who are going through that, we'd have a really hard time convincing them of what's going on. So we have a unique privilege this year. We are uniquely placed to understand this transition from the old normal into a new, very abnormal, and seeing, really scarily, how this can become a new normal. And it's not a normal which we really want to be normal. It's so important that we remember what the world used to be like, what the world should be like, etc. So this gives us the ability, just being at this point in history, gives us the ability to see how new abnormals can become new normals, probably quite quickly. It's interesting. I was looking at a video a friend of mine sent me from London. It was a video of a Jewish learning center which opened 30 years ago, and it was interesting to see it. Obviously, you know, 15% of the people on it were dead by now, and everyone looked a lot younger. But one thing which really stood out, I sent it to my siblings. They said, it's so weird. There's no social distancing. Of course there's no social distancing, because it's 30 years ago. It was 1991. And why should anyone believe in social distancing then? What would that have been about? You know, lots of backslapping, handshaking going on, to the extent that English people are able to do such a thing. And already now, in the year 2020, that looks weird. We've already started thinking in a different way, and they're saying, our handshakes, are we going to come back? Will we ever be shaking hands again? So we're uniquely placed to understand the idea of resisting the less palatable sides of a new normal. We really don't want weddings to always be very small affairs. I know they're very special, and if someone is getting married now, that's meant to be. There's some hashkacha, as we say in Hebrew. This is, you know, bashet. It's meant to be now, and that's why it's happening. And, you know, I take my hat off to these people who are getting married now and really engaging the idea of having small weddings. But the idea of that Judaism should be a synagogue-less, big crowd-less existence, that's something which I think we really want to resist. And that's why Tisha B'Av is so important. Tisha B'Av is so important for Corona, and Corona is so important for Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is not about mourning a distant past. Tisha B'Av is really a process saying, wake up everyone, remember, this is not normal. It's been an abnormal situation, which we've been in for many, many years. But the normal for the Jewish people should be to be a much more proud nation, much more invested in who they are, much more deeply connected with their heritage, with God, with Jerusalem, etc. What we're in now is not normal. It shouldn't be normal. Wake up and remember that. And we have rituals which we go through to remind ourselves that this is not normal. I've spoken on your show about how rituals help us adjust our beliefs, and our beliefs actually change the way which we perceive the world. I've done that a few weeks ago. But that's kind of what Tisha B'Av is about. It's about realizing that this 1,950-year period which we've gone through is not a new normal, it's a new abnormal, and we should really do our best to get, do the best we can to engage with what we remember of that bygone era, which is very hard because here we are many years later. If we had a bit more time, maybe next week we can go through some ideas about how we can re-engage with what the world used to be like, with what the world should be like for us as Jewish people. But for the moment, suffice it to say that this is a very old abnormal. This is not a new normal.
And that's where we leave it. It is 8:58, Rabbi Daniel Bider. Good morning.